AZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police have made arrests following the death of a matric pupil on the KZN South Coast. The suspects will line up in a local court on Friday in connection with the murder of Sintle Akati. The 18-year-old was assaulted and killed allegedly by her boyfriend at her home in Kwadumisa over the weekend. Police have confirmed the teenager suffered traumatic injuries. Social Development MEC Nonhlanhla Khosa has commended the SAPS for taking swift action. The department's Mhlabunzima Mamela says she's meanwhile urged members of the Sawoti community not to take the law into their own hands.
But the MEC has also called on the community to remain calm after we received the report that they've started to attack the home of the suspect. So we believe that the community must give the police an opportunity to do their investigation and ensure that the perpetrator gets punished.
To Gauteng now, where the Johannesburg Road Agency and City Power will begin their assessments of the damage following an underground fire along the M1 highway yesterday. Preliminary findings indicate that a cable connecting the Braamfontein substation to the Fordsburg substation caught alight due to suspected cable theft and vandalism. City Power's Isaac Mangena says Braamfontein, Newtown and Parktown are still without electricity.
We are currently trying to find other alternatives to ensure that we can at least backfeed some of the customers that have been affected. And this includes using our nearby substations such as Ford substation, but also even Bri substation.
Protests against Israel's war with Hamas are continuing at university campuses across the U.S. There's now a heavy police presence at institutions following violent clashes between pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian students. Patrols increased at the University of California's Los Angeles campus and at the Columbia University in New York City. Police remain on standby after marching onto campus to end the demonstrations there. Around 300 arrests were made at both places. Meanwhile, Colombia is severing diplomatic ties with Israel. President Gustavo Petro has described the Israeli government's actions as genocidal in its war against Hamas. Speaking at a May Day rally in Bogota, Petro said that the world cannot accept it. Israel's responded by describing the president as anti-Semitic and hateful, saying his stance amounted to handing a reward to Hamas. Back home, we've got a high of 26 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg and Richards Bay 27. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.